Hey everyone, your designers are here. I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly at My Soulful Home.
We've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you today, so let's get started.
Today is episode 65. And we jokingly said we're finished. We are so not finished. We're just getting started. But we're talking about finishes today, specifically bathroom hardware finishes. There's a world of choices out there, and there are definitely pros and cons and some classics that you can't go wrong with. And so we'll cover a lot of that and give you some tips on what we see as being sort of the hotter finishes right now and ones that will be classics going forward.
And Kelly, this is so timely for me. We are just starting the search of looking at things like fixtures and flooring for our master bath. So this is wonderful.
Oh yeah. Excellent. We have one to redo too. So
we've been doing a lot of research on it. So I'm really anxious to hear what everyone else but you and Anita have to say.
And we're creating a bathroom too here. Mm-hmm. So we're all in the bathroom business right now. And today we have a sponsor who's in a different business. It's candle making business. Chesapeake Bay Candle Company is a really wonderful candle company that I learned about through my blog. And I have been given some samples of their candles. And I have to tell you, they're absolutely beautiful, soy blend, long burning. And they have a particular collection, the Alassus collection, which is based on sort of Mediterranean botanicals and cultures and all the senses and feels that you would get from the Mediterranean region. Absolutely beautiful. And what I love about these candles in particular, are besides the lovely scent and the clean burn, is that they are housed in hand-blown art glass.
Oh, ooh, my. That's
they're
beautiful.
Stunning, you guys. And the three wick one is just, it's fairly massive, and it's just a beautiful piece of glass. Like, you could almost picture it being in a gallery as a bowl or something like that. But then it has this lovely candle inside of it.
So, and it's two gifts in one, the candle, it really is, and the beautiful hand-blown glass.
Oh, it's so, they're so pretty and in such pretty different tones that would really go with any decor, from lovely grays to bold cobalt blues and whatnot. And fragrances such as honeysuckle lily, fig violet leaf, blackcurrant rosewood, neroli bergamot. I mean, absolutely stunning. And the list goes on. They have 1, 2, and 3 wick sizes. So I would recommend that everybody goes over and checks out Chesapeake Bay Candle Company. And in particular, this collection that I'm enjoying is the Alassus collection.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Chesapeake Bay. And so here we go on to finishes. So there are a lot of finishes out there, and it seems like every year a new one pops up, and fairly late, even an old favorite came blazing back on the scene, which was the shiny brass, shiny polished brass. But I think we talked about that before. It was kind of a blip on the screen, and its reappearance was sort of fleeting. Do we still think that's true?
Oh, I don't think it's fleeting. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to say shiny brass, but I've seen a lot of shiny brass, actually.
But the kind of brass that you use, Kelly, I think that's such a classic.
But it's not a plated brass. I think you really need the solid brass. If it's that plated, that's not going to look nice for very long.
Yeah. So I think the shiny brass that we think of from the 80s, you know, came back in all sorts of things, in light fixtures and faucets and all, and you know, any kind of accessory you could think of for your home for a little bit there. But I think that still, you know, unless you were really of the moment, I think it looks a little dated. Like, unless your entire house is really sort of, you know, super hip and even mid-century-ish looking, I don't know if you can. I think it still looks like the 80s a little bit, but I wouldn't, if I have that, I'd be happy with it and live with it. But if I was making a new choice now, I would go with maybe some of the other finishes that are out there. Mm-hmm. This new matte black finishes everywhere.
I saw that.
But Kelly, can we make a distinction before we move on?
Sure.
The shiny brass and the unlacquered brass are two very different things.
True. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not talking about unlacquered brass now. I just wanted to make sure
our listeners knew that. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm talking about the shiny brass. But
because
so
unlacquered brass is in a league of its own.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I think avoid that lacquer. That really seems to kind of ruin the look.
Mm-hmm. Right. So there's so many choices, but we'll list some here right now. But, you know, it's not an exhaustive list. So you may have seen a different finish out there or another company calls it something else. But in general, you've got the brass, copper, chrome, nickel, gold plated, gold rubbed, oil rubbed, matte black, the brushed.
Oil rubbed bronze.
Oil rubbed bronze.
Or oil rubbed metals now. There's other oil rubbed coming up as well.
Okay, great. And then brushed finishes. So you have the brushed nickel.
Well, can we go back to the colors? Because I'm seeing the champagne bronze. That's a new color.
Well, we're not on colors yet, Anita Jane.
I thought you were just listing them.
You're on metals.
On metals. Mm-hmm. We're on metals.
Let me just mute my microphone.
Okay. I'll tell you when you can jump in. And so the brushed finishes and then the unlacquered brass. And yes, and a lot of these are, you know, if you're picking the chrome, it's obviously a color already. But some of them, you know, you're talking brush finishes, they have different colorations. So Anita, now you can jump in and tell us about that.
There's this new color, champagne bronze. I think I just said that.
Yes, it's really pretty.
It is. It's pretty. Yeah, it's not like the oil rub bronze at all. It's much lighter. And it's, I don't know, what would you call it? It's almost like a rose. It's like, remember that gold that's got
almost like a rose gold. Yeah.
Rose gold. There you go. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. And I'm sure you can get fixtures in rose gold too. You know, it really depends on what your bathroom, if it's your master or if it's a little powder room or if it's, you know, the kid's bathroom. You're obviously going to make different choices based on who's using the bathroom and what's existing in the bathroom, if it's a new bathroom or if you're just replacing the hardware in a bathroom that is going to, you know, remain with the same sink and whatnot, and what your budget is. So of these more, exotic finishes or colors are going to cost you a bit more.
And here's the thing. Chrome is the most popular. And as far as volume of sale, it's sold the most because I think a lot it's reasonable. There's lots of it out there. And when builders are doing, sort of builder grade homes, that's what they put in it.
Yeah. Well, it's cheaper than the nickel. And you really have to look closely to see the difference. So I think that's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The polished nickel is also a clean and classic look. It's a little warmer than the chrome. Right.
I love that look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going over a brass. So it does pick up a little bit of that. It's nickel plating bonded to brass when you're talking
about
a polished nickel.
Gorgeous a gorgeous color. I think that's my favorite. Mm-hmm. When you put nickel over brass, it's beautiful.
Now, what do you think about the satins, like the satin nickel and the satin brass? So that was the one almost like, you know, it's satin or it's maybe some people call it brushed, but it definitely has a matter look.
I think it's lovely. It just really depends on what else you put in your bathroom. It's definitely a style. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're going for something like very marbly and very clean, I'd probably go more shiny. But if you want something a little warmer, the brushed is really beautiful.
Yeah, I like it too. I haven't used that, but I was reading that some designers were saying that the satin finishes or the brush finishes are going to look a little dated going forward.
Because
it's almost like distressed cabinetry. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, unless a certain time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't buy it. I don't think.
But it also depends on the style of either like your hardware that you're buying as well. I think that has a lot to do with it. Like the pairing of the type of metal you're using, the type of finish and the style of the hardware, that all plays into a look.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. And there are so many different looks, from very basic to very farmhouse to Victorian to very modern. So I totally agree. to, you want to have the coloration, the finish, and the style all work together.
That's exactly right. And I think you're just, and you were saying about brushed, you could do something very modern and it would look very updated, I think. You just have to be very careful how those three elements marry.
Right. I mean, but are you, I'm not seeing much oil rub bronze these days. Are you?
No, but that was so super hot for a long time.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what we have at our farm because that was what was popular then. And it wasn't that long ago. I mean, we're talking 2009, eight years ago.
But here's the good news. What I've been seeing and I see on the horizon for hardware, actually hardware all over your house, but let's deal with the bathroom, is this idea of being able to mix and match your finishes.
Yes, I love that.
Yes. And so you could maybe have, oil rubbed bronze, a pendant light or something like that. And you could mix it with a shinier, more updated, modern, or even just like a chrome or a nickel or something like that. And that's a really nice look. So I don't think you have to get as matchy-matchy. Now, I would match my finishes, like the rest of the hardware in a bathroom, to my permanent fittings, like the faucets and the showers.
Well, and so, I see the light fixtures being different.
Well, so yes, but they're also, if you're thinking of using any kind of metal in your light fixtures, that's exactly right. You can go very different.
Right. But it's nice to have your faucets match your handles on the cabinets.
Oh, yes, yes. You want those to match. Again, matching them with the permanent fittings like your faucets and things.
Right. But the light fixture, because sometimes there's a certain look I want, but a lot of times I do have nickel or chrome faucets, but I don't want that look in a light fixture because it ends up looking way too modern for my aesthetic. Yeah. So I end up using something else.
Design. Mm-hmm. It's a different design element. So
think about this in mixing your metal finishes. You can mix them with glass or crystal, like knobs, and you can mix those.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I've got the crystal.
And that looks beautiful.
Doorknobs with the pewter plates. So.
Yes. Right. But you could also mix them like on your cabinetry in your bathroom as well with you can use like crystal door pulls and you can have maybe chrome faucets and they look beautiful together.
Right. But today we're really talking about the faucets, the shower, and any of the other functional fittings in the bathroom.
Sure. Okay. Because I see like all the other things like the towel bars and all of those things thrown in too.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
a lot of those are metal as well.
Yeah. And so in talking about those, Yvonne, would you feel like you would mix your metals there or would you keep them all in the same family and colors?
I would keep them to work with the faucets and the showers. Those are your permanent fittings.
I agree.
Except if you're using crystal or glass. And then I think you can mix that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And the crystal, you're right. I mean, that kind of goes with everything. So I don't, that to me does not
count. Wait a minute. We all just agreed.
Oh, wow. It's a miracle.
Ding, 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 ding.
So if you want something that's a little lighter and different, yeah, go for those little pretty little crystal pulls. And they can even be, you know, the glass pulls that have maybe the chrome or the nickel on them, like your fittings, just for something a little different.
Right.
But the mix of the finish comes in when you're using like pendant lights, any kind of lighting, you can go different there.
Well, and you know, a nice thing you could do if you wanted to change something out in there in your bathroom, the cheapest thing of all these things we're talking about and the easiest would probably be the pulls on your cabinet. So you could go with maybe a colored glass pull and then maybe a one that matches your faucets. So, you know, there's some things that you can go. That's not as big an expense or as a hassle of changing out your towel bars. Yeah, I don't want to change out my towel bars or my faucet or anything like that.
And really what's trending is to customize everything. And here's the really if you budget friendly way, pull everything off, pull your hardware that are not permanent off and spray paint them.
Oh, yay. There you go.
Mm-hmm. There's so many beautiful metal finishes out there that you can do that. If the shape is nice, just take them off, spray paint them, and give your bathroom a little facelift.
Love that idea. Mm-hmm. And talking about finishes, let's just go over the types of finishes that you could get on the actual faucet and the shower fittings and all of that. Some are going to be a little bit more durable or a lot more durable than other ones. So color aside, people should just understand the type of finish and how it's applied to the actual metal. So there's this PVD finish, which stands for physical vapor deposition.
Whoa.
And that, yes. So that's
how long have you been waiting to use that in conversation?
I
have,
you know, it doesn't really come up that often, but I was talking to someone at a cocktail party and they walked away from me when I started talking about it.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. I find it fascinating. But this is the most durable and scratch resistant. So I'm sure if you're looking at the description of faucets or whatnot, if you see PVD, now you'll know what that means. And it's the process of how the coating gets on the surface. So that is really a hard finish and you're not really going to have any problems for a long time with that. And then plating is also another good surface finish, which might be a little bit more common. So there's chrome plating is really the mainstay and it's usually over brass. And then we have our third, which is the living finishes, which don't have any surface coating on them. And so that would be your unlacquered brass, your hand-rubbed bronze. And even some of the companies like Rohl, they will not warranty the living finishes.
So is
the
that ones, right?
Yeah, the ones that are not coated. So it really is, you know, buyer beware and just know what you're getting into and know whether or not that's something you can live with. I love my unlacquered brass. I've done a couple of posts on them and I'm going to
read them and they're so good. Put them in the show notes.
I'm going to do another mm-hmm. one now that I've lived with all the fixtures for almost a year because I wanted to tell everyone how they aged. And I sort of described them this way in my post, and this is what I hoped. Like a confident woman of a certain age with irresistible laugh lines.
Oh.
Now, I will say I didn't want modeled or marked, but graced with old world elegance, casual, timeless, and sophisticated. That's what I was going for. Mm-hmm. And in my moments of doubt.
Were you going for a patina?
Yes. And oddly enough, that's where I was going with that sentence.
Oh, when I'm sorry.
No, this was perfect. You led me right into it. In my moments of doubt, when I was looking at them going, they just have they're brass and they're shiny with spots all over them. I've made the biggest mistake. I would go to Patina Farm, Velvet and Linen, and yes, I would look at Brooke as faucets because that's where I was first seeing them and it gave me the confidence to stick with them. And over the course of time, they have aged beautifully and gracefully. Now, I will say as a caveat, not all unlacquered brass ages the same way, just like all people don't age mm-hmm. the same way. Mm-hmm. So, Waterstone, fabulous company for unlacquered brass in my experience. That's my kitchen faucet. And I could not be happier with that unlacquered brass bridge faucet. There's one, we have one in the powder room, which, you know, it's got the age, but it's not as pretty as the other one. It's sort of got, you know,
and that's a different brand.
Yeah, that's a different brand. And then Sigma, I have an exposed thermostatic shower unit mm-hmm. in our master mm-hmm. bath. Beautiful unlacquered finish. Yes. It's doing really beautifully. And Brooke tells me when I read and check up on hers that they're only going to get better over time. But
ask you a couple mm-hmm. questions?
Sure.
Can I stop you there?
You may.
I would love to do that in our master bath. We have very hard water. Even we have it conditioned, but it's still very hard. I'm so afraid that it's going to get like that black gunk around it.
I have very hard water here, but we did put in a water softener for, you know, more so to protect the actual pipes, you know, yes. to the house because yes. when we had to change the pipes here, the calcification was so extreme. I thought, well, that's just going to happen again. So we did put in a water softener and that also is obviously helping the faucets to age more gracefully. So I'm not, there's no black gunk.
Okay. I've seen all. Sometimes they get like, ugh, like it almost looks like black mold around the base of them.
No. No. Okay. No. And I'm really enjoying them, other than that the little one in the powder room is not my favorite. It just does not, it's a little, rusty is not the right word, but it's really worn away. Whereas the other ones have just gotten this really gentle finish to them. And what happens is it, you know, just like water stains, it gets just spotty all over the place. In the beginning, it just looks like a teenager with acne. Like you're like, oh, this is so awful. When is this going to all come together? Or when I go in the sun and I've only been in a little while and I get just 10 freckles that, you know, aren't attached. And so I don't look tan. I just look. So that's kind of what happens, you know. So either I have to wear, you know, 50 or just go for it and get tan. So you go through a period like that. So I would call it maybe your adolescence phase with your unlacquered brass, but then it starts to get this graceful elegance that I was looking for. And
how long would you say that takes?
I would say I've read, and especially in my moments of, what did I do? I read a lot about it. And I read a lot before, and everybody seems to say it's about a year to a year and a half, depending on your usage, obviously.
But so don't freak out after 2 months.
No. It's slow.
It's going to get better.
Yeah. I really didn't check into the warranty with my company, but I think that Waterstone does have still upholds the warranty. But I did notice that they have a sort of satiny brass that is very close. You know, it's not shiny, but it's not going to have that old world, real old world look. And mm-hmm. I decided for this house, that's what would work here. It wouldn't work in everybody's house.
But
and
it, even it though goes I'm a, with your house.
Yeah. Even though I'm totally a type A and, you know, like, with my finish on my faucets and with my marble, I'm just letting it go, you know? It's kind of good personal growth as well.
But for quality and durability, would you say solid brass is the best?
Well, I think what it is, still solid brass, even if it's unlacquered. It's just that you're stripping away that protective coating.
Okay.
You know, it's like doing a top coat on, you go for a manicure or you do your manicure at home. And if you put a top coat on it, it lasts a little bit longer, right? So you're protecting it where, you know, it's still a hard metal. It's just, it's going to be exposed to the water and that's what's going to change the finish.
Yeah. And I would say along with the finishes, just since we're mentioning these, do a little research. Some brands have a lot better reliability and it's not just price, because I know from working with builders, some clients picked up very expensive faucets that broke within months.
Yeah.
So do a little research online to see which brands have a good reliability. That's my tip.
And sometimes you do get what you pay for. So just be very careful about what you pick out. And also, bathroom hardware is used very hard. So I think this is a place to invest.
And then that hard water also can really destroy things. I know we've had, and again, this is a little off topic, but we had a tankless water heater. And we didn't, before we had the water softener, it stopped working because of just all the stuff in the water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all the minerals. So we had to, anyway, so it was a real problem. So we had to get the water softener at the farm. So just that's another thing to think about with your finishes will probably last longer if you do have if you have soft water.
Yeah, I agree. Having had both experiences, when we had our other house, I had the dark oil-rubbed bronze, but it almost had a rough texture to it in a sense. It wasn't smooth, so it had a little texture to it.
Almost and like pitted?
A little bit. You know, almost felt like a little grainy almost. I mean, they were really cool, and they were beautiful faucets, and we had double pedestal sinks, but the hard water really damaged those faucets to the point where you couldn't get the scaling off them. I was very unhappy with that. And I didn't expect that to happen. And that was because of the water.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about, we went from functional, let's talk about fabulous.
All right.
What I love about today's hardware, the styling, the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. You know, there's from very ornate to very modern. They have even these faucets that look like something from nature, like, you know, the bamboo coming down, and the way that a lot of water flows, believe it or not, is just like that it does in nature, like coming off of a rock or something like that. A lot of companies are getting into that real natural type of flow of water that is just exquisite. So you have so much to pick from now when you're talking about the style of hardware that you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. There's so many choices now. And even in the finishes, like, which is what we're talking about today, there just weren't this many options not that long ago.
No, you're right.
Yeah, and what was sort of like a higher end option now is definitely become mainstream. And you can find the oil rubbed. You can even find the black mat at some of the big box stores.
Right.
I love the idea of the wall mounted, and I'm trying.
I was just going to say that.
Me too.
I have that
love
in my powder room, and it is just a stunning. Actually, I did an arched marble, well, actually it's white granite, on the wall, and then the hardware comes out.
I love that. And that's what I'm thinking about for my the bathroom we're redoing.
Yeah, and
that's
then
just
use
a gorgeous
the bowl.
Look.
And then I used like a marble. I used a marble bowl for the sink.
Oh yeah, that is beautiful, Anita. Yeah, and it kind of opens you up as to what sink you can get. You could do something sort of
because it's higher up, right?
Yeah, it's higher up, and you don't have to worry about getting something that has the exact holes in it, stuff that you can use a different kind of vessel as a sink.
That's right.
And configure something into a sink that you couldn't if you needed to surface mount the faucets.
So there is something very special in how it looks. It just looks so exquisite.
So what we're saying is don't just go to the big box store and look what they have there. You can look at some beautiful faucets online. Someplace like build.com is huge, and there will be thousands and thousands of choices. Or you can go to a plumbing fixture store, a designer showroom, and find some beautiful pieces. So it's not like the old days when you only had five choices unless you spent, millions of dollars.
Right.
There's so many choices, and there's so many affordable choices. So
I just got a wall mount from a company called Kingston Brass, and I know they've been around for a long time. I've seen the name over and over again. I don't know that I've ever used them before, but I bought them at my local Osh store, and it was less than $200.
Your Osh store must be amazing.
My Osh store is awesome.
If
you were close by,
what
we would
that?
Go on a field trip there. and it has the porcelain sort of, knobs, and it comes out from the wall. And I'm doing the chrome or the, I think it's chrome, or now that we're talking about it, I'm going to see if it's the shiny nickel, but. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, it's funny what people maybe think comes to mind when they think of me. So she was taking a old pedestal sink out of her over the garage apartment, and I got this call, and it's not somebody that I talk to all the time. And she's like, "Hey, Kelly, I've got this sink. Maybe you want it." And I'm like, "You bet I do." So
Kelly. I actually get these calls too.
I had the girls in the car, and I was like, "Well, I'm right in your neighborhood. I'll be right over." So it was like, "Move, Laura, get on Ava's lap. We're putting this sink in the back of the car."
Kelly, you're turning into the man who owned the house before you did.
Peter is saying the same thing. I think you're channeling him.
Oh, that's funny.
But it came with these beautiful faucets on them. And I was like, okay, deal done. I'm now a chrome girl out here. So that's what we're going to be using. Yeah, so I'm excited to try that.
You're
going to
be using those faucets?
So I'm going to keep her faucets because they're vintage and beautiful, and they're already on the sink. And so then for the laundry room sink is where I got the wall mount one.
Oh, I love those. You mean the sink is wall mounted? Part of it's on the wall, and then it has a big tub?
The sink is wall mounted, and then the faucet is wall mounted.
Oh yes, I love those.
Yeah, so we're gonna try that.
Yeah, I know just
out.
What you mean. Mm-hmm.
But you know, here it is. Everybody's got a bathroom, right? Everybody's got something going on in there. If you wanted to change out your faucets, it's really not that expensive, and it can really significantly change the look. But what we're
right.
saying is,
no,
if you're
absolutely.
Not, yeah, if you're not in the market to then change the shower and all of that, then just stay in the same. Color family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
but if you want to go
exactly
from the,
right.
mm-hmm. but if you're going to wall mount faucet versus countertop, obviously you're going to have to get a plumber in there. That would be
oh,
much
yeah,
more
yeah.
expensive.
That's a big change.
But really the biggest, I mean, really it's the expense of getting the plumber over there, but it's well worth it. I've done it before in other houses and getting ugly old faucets, builder grade faucets pulled out and put something having something beautiful put in there is so worth the money.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Beautiful.
Awesome.
All right, girls. I think we've given our listeners some good ideas. And you've taught me some things today, and I really appreciate that. And we just hope that you'll take a second look at your hardware in your bathrooms. And remember, we are here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.